Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It's 9 o'clock. It is Saturday morning, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. What a beautiful Saturday morning we have going on right now. I think might be some rain coming, but who cares? It's springtime. The weather's getting warmer. People are outside. And I couldn't be happier because I can now play more golf. Even though, now don't get me wrong, folks, I do sell real estate. But so I got a quick story. Before we get to my story, so first we want to talk about the show a little bit. So this morning, have a couple guests in studio with me. This morning is my good friend Ron Chambers of the Chambers Group. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
And we've known each other for about 15 years.
Pretty close.
Seems that. Yeah, so as a real estate agent, you know, or even in any kind of sales job that I've had in the past, one of the things that, you know, I truly, truly love to do is network. And Ron and I met, I can't remember which networking group it was, but
H7.
It was at H7?
Yeah.
Okay, so shout out to Clayton Hicks and Angel Hicks and H7. I've been a part of that organization since 2009. When it was just a small group of people meeting at an O'Charlie's up on Fieldswood Road in Mason, and to see where H7 has come from those early days to now. In fact,
they're global. They're in other countries now.
I know.
It's wild.
It's absolutely insane. But Clayton had a vision, and he that's what he wanted with this group, a networking group that focuses on being champions for others, giving to others, and you know, that's where I first learned how to really be an effective networker.
They teach people how to do it. They have a good platform and a good process, because a lot of people, if you ever gone to a meeting like that, sometimes people, they don't know what to say, or they say too much.
Right.
They've never been trained. H7 trains them, which is one of the things that I really liked about them and made me want to join.
Me too. Well, and the other thing too, it's a kind of networking group where, so like, you can go to any meeting you want, right? So there are other organizations out there that, you know, specify that you can only be a part of their group and you can't go to other meetings and you can't go to other groups, or you have to refer the people that are in your group, or they only allow like one person, like one real estate agent and one lender, one insurance person. Where H7 is inclusive, it includes everybody, and anybody is welcome. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. So if any of my listeners out there, if you are in sales and would like to get out, or even if you just want to get out and network and meet new people, even if you're not in sales, go to h7network.com and look up some meetings that are there, and you're welcome to join or welcome to visit. And check it out. So there's our public service announcement for
the
day.
we'll wait for the check.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, hopefully if Clayton's listening, yeah, he'll buy me a bottle of bourbon. Anyway, so also on the show today, we have my good friend Christopher Smitherman, who will be calling in at 9:15 to talk about a new petition that is going to be placed in front of this, hopefully be on the ballot. This is something that needs to be done, and I'll explain it a little bit here before we go to break. But first of all, I kind of wanted to get to my story. So yesterday, and I'm proud of this because this is something that doesn't happen very often. So I'm playing golf with my buddies. We're in an Audi, which we actually won, by the way. And we were on the 10th hole. It was a scramble, so one of us was in the fairway. And I step up, hit the second shot, about 110 yards, pulled out a wedge, hits on the front of the green, starts rolling towards the hole, keeps rolling towards the hole, and ultimately we all thought that the ball went over because. Well, we get up to the green after the shot, and my buddy Brent looks in the hole. He's like, he pulls the ball out. And I'm like, I'm walking up the fairway. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I like dropped him, and he's like, I just hold out for eagle.
I've done that once in my life. I couldn't even see where the ball landed
because
I was down in a kind of a little bit of a valley.
Yeah.
And I'm up there looking around for the ball, and I found it in the cup.
I was at
one time in my life.
Yeah, and that well, and that's the second time I've holed out for eagle. The other time was several years back at Heatherwood Golf Club on a par five. But anyway, it's one of those memories. I actually the ball that I actually hit the shot with is sitting in my house right now. I'm going to frame it. I'm going to put it in like a little case. I'm going to enshrine that golf ball because those types of things do not happen very often. The only thing I haven't done yet is get a hole in one. But someday, somewhere down the road, I'm very much looking forward to that. So. All right, so we know our guests this morning. I tell you what, let's get our top 10 list out of the way because I know with springtime, it is going to be a lot of projects and honey-do lists and things like that that are going to be happening. And you know what? And that actually says a lot because when you do those things, it actually enhances your home's value. So whatever kind of spring project you have in mind, understand that there is a monetary value attached to this to your home for doing that, whether it be add a new countertop or whether you want to paint a room or add new flooring or refresh your, even if it's just refreshing your landscaping. The thing to remember, folks, is the market, and I've talked about this week over week, the market has changed. It is no longer a seller's market. I mean, we as agents, you know, 3-4 years ago, all we had to do was plop a sign in the yard and the house was gone. Now, we actually have to encourage our clients to be more, I guess, astute on how they present their home, how they stage their home, how the curb appeal is. All these things make a huge difference because now instead of buyers going to one or two homes and making a decision, now they're going to 3, 4, 5, and 6 homes before making a decision. So if you are trying to sell, your home has got to stand out. And your spring honey-do lists are great ways to do that if you are planning to sell. And if not, it's great to just maintain or increase the value of your home. So here are top 10 home improvement projects people are currently doing in the spring. So exterior lighting and security upgrades. So add and replace landscape lighting, cameras, and motion lights. And interesting enough, because technology being the way it is, there are a lot of folks right now that are looking into these home automation systems, right? So systems that where you can control, because think about it, gas and electric prices aren't really all that spectacular right now. Of course, that'll change. That's going to change at some point, hopefully sooner than later. But this is, you know, ways to control your thermostat from your phone. This is ways you can, you know, the doorbell cameras are huge.
You can lock your door from your phone, unlock your door.
Yeah, yeah, and you can see who's coming. A lot of those cameras are motion sensitive, so it's not like somebody just comes up and rings the doorbell and there you go. You can see who it is. No, you can see them actually walking up, and that actually helps deter porch piracy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, Amazon, let's face it, Amazon is Amazon.
Yeah,
you know?
They just throw the stuff up there.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Let's see. So garden beds and irrigation setup. So install drip lines, mulch, prep vegetable beds, spring clean and declutter, gutters to basement cleaning, donate or organize, right? So, you know, you go through the house, stuff you've accumulated over the winter or from the past year, stuff you don't need or want. I do it all the time. I take donations of clothing down to the Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul that's in Mount Washington. So I go there from time to time. HVAC tune-up and filter replacement. That's a must, especially now that, you know, weather is starting to pop up into the 80s, and we're going to be seeing summer here really soon. Window and screen maintenance, roof inspection and minor repairs, that's always important. Gutter cleaning and repair, deck and patio repair and refinish, exterior painting and touch-ups, and of course lawn care and landscaping. So all of those things, as your honey-do list for spring, is going to, you know, those are things that I suggest that be done, especially if you're looking into selling your home. So, and if you ever have questions on what else you might want to be able to do, certainly call us here at the station, 513-563-1480, or give me a call personally at 513-227-4284, and I'll be more than happy to give you some tips and advice on how to make your home sparkle and look beautiful for when you are ready to sell it. Okay, so we got a couple minutes here before we go to break, so I want to talk about this amendment that is being proposed by my next guest, who's going to be coming on at 9:15, Chris Smitherman. This proposed charter amendment would let council hire fire police chiefs. So the proposed charter amendment would require a majority of city council vote to fill or vacate these top positions. The effort follows the city manager's recent firing of the fire chief and suspension of the police chief. So Cincinnati City Council, not the city manager, would get the final say of who gets hired and fired as police chief and fire chief. And the charter amendment, and now I'll let Christopher talk about this when he comes on here in a little bit, was adopted. So there were enough signatures to get this in front of the city, and I think it's great. And you know, to have that much authority without any kind of a check or a balance. You look at our federal government, which I don't really like looking at the federal government, but oh well, it is what it is. But the president, for example, if Congress makes a law, passes both the House and the Senate, the president still has the power to veto that law. Now that law can be overridden by a 3/4 majority vote in both, and I think it's in both chambers. But the point being is that there are checks and balances. Right. Not one person has sole control or sole power to make those decisions without somebody looking over their shoulder and saying, yeah, that's not a good idea. I think we need to revise this, or I think we need to do something different. You know, the founders and the framers of our government back in the 1700s, when they drew all this up, it was absolute genius. For back then it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, you know, and now it's, yeah, well, you know, they all, no, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole, but the foundation and the purpose of it was that, you know, no one person can have complete and total control. And I think that's absolutely essential when you're making these types of personnel decisions, because I will, you know, for those of you that have been following these stories like I have been, and, you know, and a lot of, you know, and if you're out there thinking to yourself, my listeners, you know, what does this have to do with real estate? I will tell you what this has to do with real estate. First of all, when you have a $30 million deficit that the city is facing, and you're spending tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars on law firms to come in and try and figure out why the chief of police needs to be either fired or suspended or whatever her situation is, that's wrong. Why do you have to do that? Why are we spending this money when we know the city's in a deficit? What does deficits do? Well, to make that or eliminate that deficit, what needs to happen? Taxes need to go up. Services need to get cut. What services get cut? Police and fire. Other city services, other public services get cut. Public schools gets cut. So what does that mean? That is less resources that are on the streets or in the schools to be able to teach our children, to be able to keep the streets safe for people to, you know, work or just go downtown and enjoy a lunch or a dinner or a ball game or whatever. And real estate prices are going to drop because people are going to be moving, but nobody wants to move in. So when you've got properties down in OTR and some of the surrounding areas that normally could sell for $300,000-$500,000 are going to be dropping a lot because people have that perception that, well, you know, there's no police down, there's not enough police, there's not enough fire, there's not enough education for my kids. And, you know, the truth is, you know, reports came out last week that shootings in OTR were up 40% over last year. And we're worried about whether or not we need to find another law firm to determine if the chief of police is competent or did a good job or not. That is not how things should be run. So when we get back from break, we're going to let Christopher break all this down for us and let us know what's going to happen going forward. So you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The ultimate tribute to the Beatles is back. The Fab Four presents A Hard Day's Night, a celebration of the iconic Beatles album. October 25th, Tap Theater, featuring the music of the Beatles film A Hard Day's Night and all the hits. Everyone will enjoy the best Beatles show. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com and the Tap Theater box office. The Fab Four presents A Hard Day's Night live.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon. Excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Once again, if you want to call in and speak to us today or have a comment, 513-563-1480 is the phone number. Okay, so before we went to break, we talked a little bit about this new charter amendment that is being proposed, and I think I got a note this morning that it was approved, so I want to bring on my special good friend, Mr. Christopher Smitherman, to talk a little bit about it. Chris, you there with us this morning? Chris?
Yes, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to speak harder, speak higher. can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me? Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. So give us the lowdown on, because I think I gave my listeners a little bit of background on this charter amendment that you proposed. Where do things stand now, and what exactly is the process going forward with this?
Well, we've moved through the maze of City Hall, which to get our petition validated to collect signatures.
Okay.
I want to state to you and your listening audience that I think the process is unconstitutional. And I think you're going to see some litigation. It should not be this hard for citizens to petition their government. And what you're seeing here is a city hall that is making you jump through hoops that you shouldn't have to. And the state has outlined what those requirements are, that the city is taking it to another level. But what the next step is, or let me just say this to you, Sean.
Sure.
I want to make it really, really easy and clear for your listening audience.
Okay.
Right now, the manager holds all the power, holds all the cards in the hiring and firing of police chiefs and fire chiefs. We are going to place some of that power in the hands of city council. We're spreading it out.
Sure.
Meaning city council can't initiate a termination, okay? But the city manager can't terminate or hire without seven members of council saying yes. And so what's happening right now is there isn't an elected involved in the process. The people of Cincinnati are not involved in the process. And I speculate, having been the former vice mayor, Sean, is that the mayor has his hand on this. There's no way the city manager terminates a police chief and a fire chief without the complete knowledge of the strong mayor. We just can't see his or her hand. Nor, and in my opinion, we have a person who's been empowered by the mayor. Her name is Iris Rowley, who seems to have this unofficial oversight over the police department and the ear of the city manager, mm-hmm. which I also think is dangerous. So what happens here with our petition is if the city manager says, I want to terminate the police chief or the fire chief, he or she must bring that to city council and seven members, just like the Senate on the federal level, mm-hmm. has to say yes or no to that. And what that does is, if you and I are asking questions, why did you fire the police chief? We don't have nine electeds, the mayor, 10 really, the mayor and nine members of council saying, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. I don't have any answers. The city manager made all these decisions.
Yeah.
Unilaterally, and I just don't think that is fair to the people of Cincinnati. The last point I want to make is that we know something is wrong when City Hall has to hire two separate law firms to decide why they have placed the police chief on administrative leave and the city manager has recommended termination. Meaning it doesn't take all of this and a rocket scientist to understand that you don't terminate somebody and then hire a law firm to decide why. And at the end of the day, the citizens of Cincinnati, when these cases are settled between the fire chief and the police chief, Sean,
mm-hmm.
those fees are going to be paid by the taxpayer.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we, the taxpayers, have a say on who's hired and who's fired by having seven members of council say yes or no?
Well, you're 100% correct, Christopher. I mean, living in the city when you're like I mentioned in my previous segment, when you're looking at it, staring down a $30 million budget deficit, and you're also going to be staring down millions of dollars in settlements with these ridiculous terminations and suspensions, we all know why, and most people are smart enough to figure out that. If the one law firm couldn't do the job, now you're bringing in a second law firm. People are starting to see right through that. So, yeah. And when we talk about elections having consequences, well, folks? I'm not right. I'm not left. I try to be right down the middle. But I'm telling you something, folks. This is what you voted for, and this is what you're getting. And, it's really sad because this mayor, in my opinion, my personal opinion, should not be the mayor of this city. He should be, I don't know where he should be, but he sure as heck shouldn't be sitting in City Hall.
There are a lot of business people, Sean, who are listening to your show, and they have spent careers hiring and firing people. And they know that there's something incredibly suspicious about what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They already know. Your listening audience.
Yeah.
The question is, how do we correct it? What is the penicillin to the political chaos that you and I are watching? And this is just a baby step.
It is.
It's one step to say, look, going forward, we can't deal with what the city manager has already done to the police chief, Chief DG,
mm-hmm.
and to the fire chief, Chief Washington. But what we can't do is going forward, we can say, we don't want to see this happen again.
Right.
And one of those steps is to say, we're going to bring city council into this discussion going forward with seven votes affirming or not affirming. What is also frustrating, and I think you just addressed this for me, is that the current mayor says he's already against the petition. So he's stating publicly that the petition is political or it makes the process political. Now, I don't know what he's looking at if he doesn't think taxpayers being in a position now where we're on the hook for probably millions and millions and millions of dollars in litigation
mm-hmm.
and a possible settlement, that's not political. Meaning we already know that there's something political going on right now.
Oh, of course.
Because of the outcome. The problem right now is you and I don't have any visibility on it. Because city council says they have no power and they have no authority to intervene on what the city manager is doing. As a matter of fact, they just gave her a glowing evaluation, which makes no sense to me, with no comment that any of this that you and I are discussing is happening. Right. Now, I'm going to use a strong word here, but I mean it. And I think you just used strong language about the mayor and your concern about him not even being the mayor. But here is some strong language. I believe that this is what we call political corruption.
Yep.
Meaning there are voices involved with the city manager. Their hands are on this, and they're trying to bury politically Chief Thiege, who is a Neville.
Yep.
And I want to lift up the Neville family. I want to thank them for their police service to our county and to our city almost 200 years, and that's not an exaggeration, over 200 years probably of service that this family has had. And I think they're sending a message out to the entire county that you don't mess with the Neville family.
No,
meaning
you don't.
They have done everything they can as law enforcement, putting their lives on the line, and they have a sister here, an aunt, a grandmother, who's given 35 years of her life as a police officer, and not one reprimand in 35 years. And this city manager walks in and drags her through the mud for the entire country to see, mm-hmm. without any intervention by this mayor and this council. And the Neville family is saying, we're not going to allow you to get away with it. And I think for Chief Washington, our fire chief, who gave 30 years of his life, Sean, being a firefighter, you know what is consistent about these two cases? He never had a written reprimand in his file.
Mm.
Both of them have ended up in terrible situations because it makes it difficult, Sean, for them to apply for other jobs.
Right.
When you have a city manager out here trying to bury her and him with these law firms, trying to create something that's in their file that never was in their file. And that is what is so frustrating about this entire thing. And well, so we're launching our petition. We hope to have it printed by the end of next week for citizens to start signing. They can't sign anything now because we've got to take it to the printer.
Sure.
It has to be perfect.
Yep.
But probably by the end of next week, the citizens of Cincinnati will be able to sign the petition. Once they sign the petition, we have to collect 7,000 good signatures. Once those signatures are collected, we turn them into the Board of Elections. They're counted, and our goal is for this to go on the November ballot. I want to say, I know I'm talking a lot, Sean.
No, you're fine.
Let me say this to you. Diddy Hall, unfortunately, will decide the language for the ballot. So after the citizens sign it, we do all the work all summer. We submit the petitions. They verify the signatures. The language that goes on the ballot from City Hall comes from City Hall. I guarantee you they will make that language confusing for the citizens in November. So we're going to have to think smart. We're going to have to be sophisticated voters and make sure that we bring this off the ballot and we make it a part of our charter.
I 100% agree with you, Chris. And just for my listeners out there, because I know a lot of my listeners live in the city limits, where and once you get this ready to be signed, should people reach out to you or how should people get involved with this?
I'll come back on your show.
You got
it. Share with people where they can sign the petition if you allow that.
Of course.
But we'll make that information very public. They can follow me on X at Vote Smitherman. We certainly will be posting those. I know that you have an X account.
Yep.
You know, if you are willing to post some of those locations,
I certainly will.
Account. So we'll be using our friends to post information of where people can show up and sign that petition.
Yeah, and you know what, and I will be doing everything I can to help because, again, people want to make it a political issue. It's really not. It's a common sense issue. I don't look left, right. I look down the middle, and, you know, when I see what's going on, I firmly believe that what happened with Chief Thiege was a direct result of what happened last year in July when this city became basically a hot point nationwide for a riot that happened in OT or down in the banks. I think this mayor just does not want to have anything come back to him to make his optics look bad. Go ahead.
Sean, you bring up an excellent point, and it's really important that I believe also politically that the termination of our police chief goes back to that.
Yep.
Where she made the decision, I will not sign off on that arrest warrant. So when city council and the mayor said, go arrest a white person. Chief Beege said, no. That then, and the detectives, the investigators had said, there's nothing here.
Yep.
We won't sign off on the arrest warrant. So the current interim police chief, my understanding, said, I'm going to fall on the sword, and I'm going to sign this, I'm going to sign this arrest warrant.
Yeah.
Well, we now know that the judge has thrown that out.
Yep.
And we also know that most likely his lawyer is going to file a massive lawsuit, a federal lawsuit most likely, against the citizens of Cincinnati and City Hall for saying, you've got to go arrest a white person. And when they put those investigators under deposition, when they put Chief Beege under deposition, and they ask her, who came to you and demanded that you arrest a white person?
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting you know this will be one of the most explosive cases that Cincinnati has seen. And yet again, it will cost us tens of millions, not millions,
tens
of millions of dollars.
Well, we're all going to have to get our popcorn ready for that one. So, my friend, listen, we've got to take a break. But as always,
thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me on. People can follow me at Vote Smitherman, and we will continue to put out information about where they can find that petition. You just have to live in the city of Cincinnati to sign the petition. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, my friend. And, of course, you're welcome on the show anytime you want to talk about it. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ron about protecting your identity. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
The Fastix Rod and Custom Car Club presents their 32nd annual Spring Swap Meet and Cruisin' Saturday, April 18th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Claremont County Fairgrounds in Owensville, Ohio. Swap setup begins at 6:30 with a 15x20 vendor spot only $30 and a car corral spot just $10. The cruisin' begins at 10 a.m. with all years, makes, and models of cars and trucks welcome. Fresh-made breakfast and lunch, plus drinks, will be available. Don't miss this opportunity to locate that hard-to-find part at the 32nd Annual Fastix Rod and Custom Spring Swap Meet and Cruise-In, April 18th in Owensville, Ohio. Admission is free. For information, call Dallas at 513-528-1058 or Joe at 513-748-8404 or visit PumpkinRunNationals.com and click on Spring Swap Meet.
Dr. Peck is probably without a doubt the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King, and I love my new smile.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So we've crossed the 50-yard line, or as Joe Nuxhall would used to say, we're rounding third and heading for home.
All right.
So, which is good, because the Reds are looking really, really good. I think the stat that they are now 8-0 in one-run ball games this year. They beat the Twins yesterday 2-1 in like 40-degree weather up in I'm glad I don't live in Minnesota.
It's opposite of last year. Lost a lot of one-run games.
They did. And they're still without two of their best pitchers on the IL, with Lodolo sitting out for a while with his blister gate, and Hunter Green, who can never seem to stay healthy. But you know, I applaud the kid. He's a great kid. He's got a hell of an arm. I wish them both well. Hope they can get back to the team real soon and experience what's going on, because it's really looking good. And boy, Sal Stewart, holy Moses,
man, he's a monster.
That kid, if he's not Rookie of the Year, I mean, something's wrong with baseball if he's not Rookie of the Year. You know, if you think back, Jonathan India was the last Red to get Rookie of the Year. And before that, I remember going back to 99 when we almost made the playoffs. Scott Williamson? Yeah, a relief pitcher got Rookie of the Year. He ended up with like 10 victories and so Reds have had their good fair share of Rookies of the Year, but you know, could this be the Reds' year? I don't know. It depends. They got to get past the $500 million Dodgers. I don't know. It's like, I don't know where
that's not an easy thing to do.
I don't know where they keep getting all this money. But anyway, and speaking of money, you know, something that costs people a lot of money is identity theft. And I know there have actually been some friends of mine that have experienced this. And actually, one of the things that I talk about with my clients is, protecting their title, their home's title. So the county recorder, any county, now if you're, listen, this is a good announcement for you folks, for those of you that are homeowners that are listening to the show. You can go to your county recorder's office, whether it be Hamilton, Butler, Warren, Claremont, whatever county you live in, and they have a free fraud service so you can lock your home's title. So if, like, say, for example, if somebody wanted to go to the clerk or go to the recorder's office and do something to your home's title, if it's a notarized piece of paper, it's true what they say. They can, you know, it could be a mortgage, it could be whatever. But if you have this free service that the counties are doing through the recorder's offices, you can actually get an alert when somebody tries to do something to your home's title. Now, that's for your home. But personally, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people just either ignore or think that won't happen to them. And there have been, over the years, some serious data breaches. So, Ron, tell us a little bit about what you do. Tell us a little bit about identity theft, what happens with it, and what can people do to, like, protect themselves?
Well, yeah, it's the number one complaint at the FTC. It's about 22 years running now.
22 years?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long, but it actually is. It's the number one complaint there. It's not going away.
No.
And the problem that we face is, like you mentioned, data breaches is the main way that our information is being stolen in today's world.
Sure.
When I started doing this in 2003, Legal Shield, which is the company that has the ID Shield, they were the first company to bring a product to market back in 2003. And most people didn't even know what it was then. I happened to know what it was back then because I was a victim.
Wow, really?
Yeah, before that happened. So I knew that it was there, but I wasn't really sure if having a product or a service to offer people was going to go far. I didn't know. I had no idea. Well, it was shortly after that, all of a sudden, we started experiencing all these different big data breaches all over the country, and it was very good timing on their part.
Yeah.
And through the years, started to mention, the crime has evolved. And so nowadays, people are not busting into your home computers, although they can. It could happen that way. It's primarily through data breaches.
Okay, yeah.
And I have some good news, bad news for everybody.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about your personal identifying information being stolen anymore, because it's already been stolen multiple times.
Really?
Data breaches. You think about it.
Well, Target.
Target.
Yeah.
You know, the Ohio DMV,
yes,
the IRS had a data breach It's about a year and a half ago now, where through a third-party vendor who does background checks, the thieves got into the IRS database stole every Social Security number that ever was.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I did not hear about this.
Yeah. Well, they didn't report it right away.
Well, it's the government.
Yeah. So the point is you can't stop all of that stuff. And so I just tell people, it's a good idea to be proactive rather than reactive. And so the service that we offer called ID Shield does a lot of that grunt work for you. It's automated. It's high-tech software, military-grade software that monitors all of those personal identifying identifiers for you and alerts you of any kind of activity at all, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
So, example, they monitor court records. So if somebody tried to change your title in real time, it would mm-hmm. alert you.
Yeah.
So you're able to get – we have investigators who do all this, you know, cleanup stuff. They would be able to get involved immediately to help stop that. And I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the county record recorder.
Yeah, county recorder, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that, because that's how bad it is that the government is actually doing something to help stop that one type of fraud.
Right.
And another thing, by the way, it's been a couple years back now, the IRS made an announcement that if a company, a business, will pay for an identity theft protection plan for their employees, it becomes a non-taxable item.
Oh, there you go.
So that's how bad the problem is that the government's incentivizing business to protect their people, because it costs everybody money.
It does.
And time and stress. And, you know, it's a problem that's not going away.
You know, it's interesting. That reminds me of, you know, you've seen the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
And the scene where Andy Dufresne is talking to Red about creating somebody out of thin air, you know, making up social security numbers, birth certificates, and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, it was going on way back even then.
Yeah.
But now it's way more sophisticated. And you know, the folks that I know that have had this happen to, I mean, the headaches of having to, number one, recover what you've lost, because if you don't have an identity theft protection service or something that monitors not only your social security numbers, but your bank accounts, your credit cards, your, even little things like, you know, when you go to Kroger's, right, you've got the little scanner thing there to, you know, right, that shows that you're a Kroger Plus customer, whatever. Well, you still got to fill out that information online, and that's, you know, it's all tied to that barcode.
Yep.
Well, that stuff can be stolen. It doesn't matter where your information is online, it somehow can be swiped.
Sure. Well, you know, let me say a couple things. There's many different types of fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people liken it to bank fraud or credit card fraud, because that's a good hunk of things that happen is mm-hmm. related, you know, to financial matters. However, there is a federal law that mandates all financial institutions, banks, credit unions, 401k people, everybody, that if you report fraud within the timeline,
yeah,
they have to make you whole again.
Okay.
They have to give you the money back. You're still without it for a while, and it's a big hassle to go through, especially if you're a person who's living week to week, and you don't have, yeah, all of a sudden your paycheck disappears from your bank account. That's a problem, because the bank's going to put it back, but it's going to still take maybe 5 days, 7 days to make that happen.
Sure.
That's a problem. Okay, so it's the easiest type of fraud to resolve if it's financial related. But when they have your Social Security number, for example, what can they do with that? They can get a job in your name.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
Now, we know we've got a lot of, immigration issues in our country. You know, I'm not against immigration, but we have some bad actors in the country.
Yep.
And they're looking to steal or buy someone else's information, like a social number mm-hmm. and a birthday.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example of how this affected my business.
Okay.
A company who offers ID Shield as an employee benefit to their staff. We do a presentation to the staff to kind of educate them on the benefit. They sign up, and this was a few years ago, so it was on paper applications.
Yeah.
And we get the applications, and we start looking through them, and we see that there's about 5 applications that has the same Social Security number on it.
Oh, my God. Tell you what, why don't you hold that story? Let us take a quick break, finish that story.
Okay.
And then we'll get my listeners to find out how they can reach out to you if they don't have identity theft protection. So we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll finish the story from Ron. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The Happy Together Tour 2026, starring The Association, The Troggs, Chicago former lead singer Jason Scheff, Gary Puckett, Ron Dante of the Archies and the Turtles, The Vogues, The Cowsills, Saturday, August 22nd, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers are dedicated to meeting each of their customers' needs, specializing in bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, watch and jewelry repairs, and cleaning, plus custom orders. Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they will be able to assist in satisfying your jewelry needs. If you like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street, Newport, Kentucky, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal's Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Again, we got a little time left, so if you want to give us a call, 513-563-1480, and I think somebody did just dial that number, and if I'm not mistaken, it is our my good friend Bob. Bob, happy Saturday, my friend.
Hey, Sean. I know you've got a great guest, and
thank you.
I don't want to step too much of your time, but you have been very successful in losing weight, 50 pounds.
Harahachi Bume, my friend.
I like the attitude. And, I've got a great book for you.
Okay.
Dr. Neil Barnard, again, Breaking the Food Seduction. But I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a food craving for, say, chocolate?
Not really. I don't really, and that comes from my dad. When my dad was alive, he was not a sweet eater. The only thing I really got a real taste for is cheesecake. That's my one vice.
Cheese, okay, cheese, right? How about a nice juicy steak?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, all right. Now I'm going to explain why you get cravings. Do you ever get a tremendous craving for a banana or an orange?
Yeah.
Or an apple?
Yeah, every once in a while, yes, I do.
Yeah, well, they're rare. And that's because things like sugar, chocolate, cheese, and meat stimulate a release of opiates, that's a drug, in the brain.
Ah.
And that stimulates the brain cells to release dopamine.
Right.
Dopamine is the feel-good. It's a feel-good thing that makes us feel good. In fact,
yes, it does.
Runners, if you run for 15, 20 minutes at a pretty good pace, you get this release of endorphins that gives you that feel-good. So Dr. Barnard is a physician in Washington, D.C. He's written a dozen or so books on this. And this book called Breaking the Food Seduction.
Breaking the Food Seduction.
It's one I read about 15 years ago, but I'm rereading it because I want this to sink in a little bit better than it has been. And it's a wonderful book, and I recommend it highly.
Okay.
People want to understand why they have food cravings for foods that aren't in your best interest, if you know what I mean.
You know what? I think that's a book that I'm going to check out, Bob. You know, because, I mean, I will say this. I as much as I enjoy a good steak, I don't have steak very often. My food cravings are centered around, well, mainly pork chops, pork and chicken.
Yep.
But also it's...
Same thing.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is what you were telling me, and I still keep that thought in my head of Harahachi Bume whenever I eat. So
that's important too. That's
yeah, it
right.
sure is. So, yep. As always, though,
so
my friend. Yeah.
All right, you got to go. So anyway, that's my 2 cents for today.
Well, Bob, listen, keep calling in with these tips because it not only helps me, but it's great for my listeners too because you know that. You know, everybody wants to stay healthy. Everybody wants to live a long, healthy life. Like, and by the way, how is your friend doing? That's 100 and whatever he is. I can't remember how old he is.
He's 104. 104. And, you know, he's not as sharp as he was a couple years ago, but that's okay. He's still functional and no disease or anything. So way to go, Mike. He was my inspiration.
God bless you, Mike, Bob, and God bless you too, my friend. So, yeah, we're going to wrap up here, but thank you as always for calling in, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice.
All right, take care.
You too, Dale. Yeah. Okay, bye bye. All right, Ron. Yes. Well, you know that's actually great advice. You know, it's always good to get some wisdom from wherever it comes from in terms of how to be healthier, because you know, obviously, you know, a lot of times we don't eat very healthy. So, anyway, so back to your story about this employer.
It was just an example of here's an employer who's in agriculture who hires migrant workers,
uh-huh.
and all he wants to do is to, you know, raise his crop and harvest his crop.
Right.
And he's bringing in these workers, and there are several guys trying to use the same Social Security number. So I'm sorry, but we can't process these applications because we can only have one social number per name.
Per name, I know.
I want to mention something else because I know we're short on time. So businesses, regardless of size, have a certain responsibility if they collect any of this personal identifying information. That could be a social number, a birthday, a driver's license, anything that's a personal identifier. If you collect that or transfer that, you know, maybe in your car back to your office where you process something, you have a responsibility to protect that information.
Yeah,
there are state laws and there are federal laws. I'm not an attorney, but I know a lot of them.
Sure.
And but I do have some credentials. I'm a certified identity theft risk management specialist.
Okay.
Through the Fraud Risk Management Institute. So I learned a lot about this. I just want to get the word out to small businesses that it doesn't hurt to give me a call or send me an email so we can talk about this, because you don't want to get caught with your pants down, so to speak.
Right.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, a judge once told me.
That still holds true today.
So if you don't know about it, you're not going to get out of it. You're still going to be held responsible. So it's easy to fix. It doesn't cost a lot of money. I just want people to know that they have a responsibility.
Well, how can people reach out and how can people find you, Ron, especially my listeners out there who might be business owners that want to have this benefit for their employees?
Yeah, you can send me an email, ron@ronchambersgroup.com, or you can go to my website and you can send me a message through there, and that's ronchambersgroup.com.
Okay, that's pretty simple and easy. Well, you know, and identity theft is huge, folks, so if you don't have it, you might want to think about it, and You know, Ron is an expert. Like I said, I've known Ron for 15 years, and this is all he does. So if you actually, you know, we have a couple minutes left. If you want to call and ask Ron a question, 513-563-1480. And, of course, you know how to get a hold of Ron. He just mentioned it through ronchambersgroup.com. So, all right, so real quick, real estate thing here. So I don't know if you've out there heard about Section 121 exclusion. So this Section 121 exclusion is an IRS rule that allows you to exclude from taxable income a gain of up to $250,000 from the sale of your principal residence. A couple filing a joint return gets to exclude up to $500,000. The exclusion gets its name from part of the Internal Revenue Code that allows it to get the exclusion. A taxpayer must own and use the home as their main residence for a period adding up to 2 years out of the 5 years before it is sold. So, what are the basics? Section 121 exclusion, also known as the principal residence tax exclusion, lets people who sell their primary homes put the proceeds from the sale into another home without having to pay taxes on the capital gain. There is no requirement that proceeds from a home sale be used to purchase a second home to claim the exclusion. However, the exclusion is tailored to deny similar tax benefits to investors who buys homes for rental purposes. So let's understand, folks, this is the time of year when real estate really gets hot. People want to sell their homes and either move to a different school district or downsize or do whatever. If you can take, if you have your an agent that understands this 121 exclusion, this is going to save you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, because whenever you have a sale of a property and you get those settlement statements and you see the money that's coming back to you, that is taxable income. So this exclusion will allow you as the home seller to take the money that you're using from the sale of your current home to buy another one, and you can make it a tax-free. Those capital gains are not taxed. So if you want more information on this, give me a call, 513-227-4284. I'll be happy to tell you more about it. And I want to also thank Ron Chambers and the Chambers Group for being on the show this week. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, thank you, Bob, for calling in. God bless you, and always keep calling in with your wisdom about health and eating. And Christopher Smitherman, my love to you, my friend. Thank you so much, and blessings to your effort to get this petition done and in front of council and in, get some things changed at City Hall. So next week, we will be back, and we've got some great guests and a lot of good stuff. So, oh, by the way, it's Kings Island opening weekend, folks, so get out to Kings Island if you're up that way. And you've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.